This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. And we welcome you to the program. It's good to have you with us. As we travel to Shamokin and the Corner of Hope today, we'll be talking with the Development Director, Jenna Hollenbaugh, and the Executive Director of the Corner of Hope, Margie Conrad. We'll be talking about the center itself, updating you on their efforts. And we will talk about an upcoming event they'll be holding. They've been doing a Walk for Life for a number of years now, and this year it's a Walk, Run, Ride for Life. And we're going to start by hearing a bit about the history of these walks.
The beginnings of these walks for us here at the Shamokin office have been since 2005. And so we've watched it every year, but the last 7 years have been down at Knobles Park. And we've continued to do our Walks for Life there at Knobles. And we have a big pavilion, and Mr. Knobles has been very generous with us in supporting us in many ways. We walk from Pavilion U out through the center of the parking lot. It's a 3 miles, a 5K, and we go out to what is the back road into Knobles where there's a covered bridge. And so at the covered bridge, on that back road, is our halfway point. We turn around there and return back to the park.
Thanks for the intro, Margie. Let's move on to Jana now to find out a bit about how this event is promoted from the beginning right on up to the day of the Walk, Run, and Ride for Life.
Yes, we have an ambassador's breakfast to start to kick things off. At the ambassador's breakfast, the churches all congregate there. And each group gets their folders, and then they go out to their churches and they build their teams off of those. And then so there's brochures, there's posters out and around the area. We have quite a few posters out this year. And the newspaper articles and with the radio interviews. I would say we started everything about the end of January.
This year you have a poster out that helps to promote the event as well. Tell us about that, Jenna.
The poster has a little boy with boots on the front, and that takes some time. Margie, Tiff, and I get together, and we go through the marketing group that we look at, and we try really hard to figure out which is the best. And with the Walk for Life this year, and All In is our theme. And the life worth defending. So it has a little boy in boots. And then if you flip over to the back of our brochure, it actually has a little baby laying in an army helmet.
Not only does he have boots on, but he has an army helmet on the front of our posters. So it's a very clever way to acknowledge, you know, we have this on our shirts that we're warriors for life.
People can come all the way up till the day of the walk. If they're raising money, it is up to for a shirt. Everybody that comes gets a free gold lapel pins. And then if they raise $100, they get a t-shirt. And raising $200, we actually get a coffee, travel mug, and a t-shirt.
Jenna, you mentioned that lapel pin. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
So the significance of the lapel pin, it's the size of the form feet of a 10-week unborn child. And you can wear these on your jackets. And it really promotes how in the womb, how much a baby has formed and how important life is from the moment of conception.
Margie, you've been operating here in the Shamokin area now, independent of any other organization, for almost a decade and a half. Tell us a bit about Shamokin and the climate here when it comes to the pro-life message.
We've had very little opposition to what we do in this area. They're truly pro-life. But I think in this past year, with New York making the changes in their laws that they have, I think this is our time. You know, 46 years that since Roe versus Wade. But when you think about it, you know, in all those years of Roe versus Wade, the public did not seem to grasp that these were babies that were being aborted. But it's this year that it has come, and it came about through a negative, but it made people aware when New York passed a law to abort babies right up to the time of term. For some reason, that is what caught the public's attention. And now we have them, and I believe through many things, through the movie Unplanned, because that was supposed to be about 5 years ago. But in God's timing, it came out now.
And Margie, I understand you have both individuals and businesses that get involved in this from the Shamokin area. and beyond.
We're just amazed that individual businesses are forming teams for the walk. We pick a theme for every year, and our theme for this year is all in. And we believe that that's what it's going to take for the end of abortion, for people to really say, we are all in, and we'll fight against abortion with everything in us.
Margie, we've talked to you in the past on our program about the pro-life movement and why this work is important to you. Jana is new on board here at the Corner of Hope in Shamokin, only coming on board earlier this year. Jana, could you tell us why this matters to you?
This is important to me because 13 years ago, my son and I actually went through the Pregnancy Care Center in Lewisburg at the time, before it became Expectations. And I learned a lot there, and I knew at one point in time I wanted to give back. And so last August when I came and met with Margie, I saw this as an opportunity. I met with her, wasn't quite sure where God was leading, and then I left just God take care of the rest.
I had no idea that she had been at the Pregnancy Care Center in Lewisburg. I didn't know about her, Timothy. So she came in, and I interviewed her, and the board and so forth, you know, interviewed her. But she was standing at my desk, and she looked down at my mouse pad, which happens to be a picture of 13 years ago of us at the Pregnancy Care Center, which at that time I was part of, Shamokin was part of the Lewisburg office, and there was a picture of all of us staff holding babies in our arms, clients' babies. Mine was one of my grandbabies, but there we all were. And she comes into my office now, now hired, looks down at my mouse pad, and I said, oh, do you know what that is? And she said, yes, that's a picture of my son, Timothy, that Donna Miller is holding. Now, if that doesn't give you, wow, you know, how God works, from 13 years ago, that picture, little did I know that the gal, you know, the baby, the mother of one of those babies, was going to end up being the development person for the Pregnancy Care Center in Shamokin. Yes, that's how God works.
Wow. And we promised you an update on what's been going on here. And just in the last couple of years, you've added some additional capabilities.
The medical clinic is right behind the center. And so now we offer ultrasounds. It's the first ultrasounds if a young lady hasn't had one. And then we also offer STD and STI testing.
And it's my understanding that it's been your experience that seeing that ultrasound is really a turning point for many.
Well, it is. And it's been proven, Matthew, that when a woman sees the ultrasound, sees her baby, in fact, that 80% of them do not abort. And that's the stat that we have on that. And we've experienced that here. We've been so fortunate in the way that the Lord has provided for our building. I mean, when we got this building, there was that little 800-square-foot building at the rear that was an apprentice shop for the electrical union. And that's what we were able to get the funds together from our donors to renovate and bring right up to top-notch medical clinic with a participating doctor, a nurse manager. The ultrasound machine was actually provided by the Knights of Columbus, $27,000. They donated towards that ultrasound machine. And so, yes, we've been up and running now as a medical clinic doing ultrasounds, diagnostic in the first weeks of pregnancy, and the STD and STI testing. And see, that opens the door, Matthew, for the testing of a whole lot of different clients that we may get. We want to be able to get them at a point where we can say they come in and they're concerned that they have a sexually transmitted disease, and we can sit with them. What makes us different than, say, going to right across town to Planned Parenthood? What makes us different is they could go there for their testing, but they're not going to get the message they're getting here. Of that, what are you going to do different? In other words, we're going to talk to them about making some life changes, moral changes that they need to make, and we're able to do that as a Christian ministry. We're able to present the Christian message of morality.
The Walk, Run, Ride for Life is May 11th, and it is at Knoebels Amusement Resort. Registration is at 9 a.m. The walk begins at 10. It is a 3.2-mile walk, and you can contact us at 570-648-2600, and you can ask for Margie, Tiff, Jana, or you can get on the website at cohpcc.org And if I've been explained right, you can actually click on that and take you right to a link to print the brochure off.
Jana Hollenball, the development director at the Corner of Hope in Shamokin, has been our guest today, along with executive director of the Corner of Hope, Margie Conrad. Thank you for joining us to share this information and an update on the Corner of Hope. And we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.